From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for March 24, 2015. All parts of the state received more precipitation than last week, further delaying planting of spring crops in many areas, according to reports from AgriLife Extension County agents. On March 24th, the National Weather Service record for the last 7 days showed 2 to 3 inches of rain as common in parts of East Texas, South Texas, and the Coastal Bend areas. There are isolated areas that received 5 to 6 inches or more. All of Central Texas, North Texas, and the Rolling Plains received at least 1 inch, but the large swaths in all regions getting 2 inches or more. The Panhandle remained relatively dry during the last week, receiving a trace to 1 inch. In the last 30 days, according to the Weather Service, East Texas, from the Red River to the Coastal Bend, has received from 10 to 15 inches of rain or more. From Interstate Highway 35 to the far west, total precipitation has been from 4 to 8 inches. From reports by AgriLife Extension agents across the state, the total amount of rain is not so much the problem as the lack of warmer, sunny weather to dry out fields for planting and to encourage growth of winter forages. Armin Hewitt, AgriLife Extension agent in Trinity County, reported that his county had nonstop rain for most of the week. Total accumulation was 6 to 8 inches, and with the 8 inches from the previous week, things were getting really wet. Hewitt said that most all land that is not on raised elevation is under standing water. If a vehicle leaves the road in most places, they are going to get stuck. Beef cattle were also getting stuck in the mud and had to be towed out, with tractors getting stuck in the effort at times, according to Chad Gully, AgriLife Extension agent for Smith County. On the positive side, AgriLife Extension agents reported that pasture, rangeland, and wheat were doing very well with the added moisture. But more sunshiny days would go further there to promote growth than more rain, they said. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.